I've been hospitalised I don't know how many times. A lot of head injuries. He slashed me with a fish knife.
At first I thought, oh, he's just protective. It's because he really likes me.
The first time he hit me, he kicked me through a fence. The neighbours were there, but no one really done anything.
I'd have to look at myself in the mirror and he'd describe everything that he didn't like about me and all like my insecurities and stuff, he played on them.
It is something that's often kept a secret, covered up or made excuses for, but domestic abuse is present in thousands of relationships across Merseyside. The latest figures show more than 31,000 calls were made to Merseyside Police last year alone relating to domestic abuse. That works out at 86 a day or one every 17 minutes. We also know that 90% of this abuse happens in front of the children. All this week on Heart, we're going to be hearing from those who've been on the receiving end.
I just believed he would change, and to be honest, I never really got the help, so I never really understood what I was going through.
In my mind, I couldn't live without him because I was so controlled by him. What do I do without him?
We'll hear from those caught in the crossfire.
From the minute he met her, he wanted to just take her away from everyone and everything. He achieved his goals because he instilled fear into her.
We'll speak to the men who admit to being violent.
Do you ever worry that you could slip back into the old you?
That's on my mind most of the day, every day.
And we'll hear about the impact that it has on the children.
The scale of the problem is so big, the funding required to deal with those presenting issues is massive. We work with as many children as we can, and that's the best we can do.
Isla was just an ordinary, popular 17-year-old girl when she got into what she thought was a normal, loving relationship.
He'd put me down, tell me I was overweight and I've got naturally curly hair, but he'd want me to straighten it. So everything about me he wanted to change. So I never quite felt good enough. He was always with other girls and I'd then compare myself to them other girls. And from the very beginning, I just didn't feel good enough. The first time he hit me was actually, it was 3 weeks into the relationship. So he'd actually used a lot of tactics on me really early on. And the first time he hit me, he kicked me through a fence, chased me down the street. I tried to get away from him because obviously at that point I was scared. The neighbours were there, but no one really done anything. I never really understood what I was going through. And no one else around me really understood either. So because you're in such a low place, you don't believe anyone else will have you. You believe that you're to blame. To be honest, I'd left him that many times and gone back and I had no friends, but most of my friends didn't trust me anymore. My family couldn't understand why I'd chosen this monster over a good family and a good social network that I had, and people just lost trust in me. When I was 17, I lost a baby, but he'd actually kicked that baby physically until I was to the point where I needed to be hospitalised, and unfortunately I miscarried that child.
Isla did eventually manage to escape that relationship, but it took her 6 years. Her mum, Jackie, says she feared she'd end up dead.
He was doing things in the open as well as indoors. He didn't care. There was nothing to stop him, nothing and no one. The police brought her home one night. They caught him trying to throw it into the road under the traffic. She must have dropped a bag in the road, and all the contents of her bag was crushed, so it went under a car wheel. That could have happened to her. And the police turned around then, and they said, "We know him. He's not worth it. Why don't you stay away from him? And if we catch him doing what he was doing, again, we lock him up." But why didn't they do something then? They seen what he was doing.
Both Isla and Jackie have told Heart they felt the police failed them at a time when they needed them the most. So tomorrow, we're going to find out what the force is doing to change that.
Undoubtedly, we haven't always got it right in the past. That was then, and this is now.